There's a lot to talk about. You've got the Ulster Under 20 picture, the Ulster Senior Championship, which has crept around very quickly. That's getting underway this weekend when Armagh meet Tyrone. The Donegal Hurlers are in Christy Ring Cup action, and of course the Donegal Ladies, who play Cavan in that Division 2 League final in Clonus. And maybe that's where we'll begin, Ryan. It's first and foremost a great opportunity for James Daly's side to pick up a bit of silverware.
Yeah, it definitely is, Mark. You know, it's you know, they've had a good league campaign, and you know, they look to finish that off, I suppose, in style before they get ready for the Ulster Championship and the All Ireland series after that. So yeah, like, I'm sure it's probably been objective met, and that the team have secured promotion. But like, you know, you like to round off with the silverware, and I think for this group, it's a fairly young team now. It's you know, it's been a bit of a transition period over the last 18 months, and you know, I think for that group, it would be significant if they could get a trophy to their name, and they'll probably have to beat a very good Cavan team to do it. So you know, there'll be the double boost from that. So it won't be easy, but I'm sure in Clonus they'll be gunning for glory.
Cavan do probably come into that game as slight favourites, maybe, is that they finished top of the league and they beat Donegal in the league phase, but it's not like they blew Donegal away in that game. I think it finished 1-6-7 or something like that. Donegal will definitely have learned a few things from it, and they'll come into the game full of confidence that they can get that league title in the bag.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. All right, it's Cavan are very much a common force. It's at schools and at underage level, they've been doing really, really well. So this success for Cavan isn't a huge surprise. They won the Division 3 title last year, and they've got promotion Division 2, so a huge amount of momentum going with them. But as you said, it was tight enough when the sides met and Father Tierney Park, and Donegal came out the wrong side of it. Now Donegal then defeated Mayo in a tight game, but then lost again in Clonmel against Tipperary. And I watched that game, and you know, it was, they really didn't offer enough in attack that day. And I suppose if you look back at the 1-6-7 point game, probably both teams wouldn't been overly impressed with how they attacked either. So you'd be hoping, and I know there's talk about bad weather for the weekend as well, which wouldn't be ideal for in terms of making it a spectacle, but you'd be hoping that it would be a decent game. Donegal's some good forwards, Mark, so like, if they can get the ball to them, I think they'll have enough to trouble Cavan, but it's you know, it will be a tough assignment, no doubt about it.
It definitely will. Just finally on the ladies, I suppose there's maybe a wee bit of pressure off this weekend. They've already achieved promotion, and for James Daly and the development of his squad, it's going to be brilliant to be back in Division 1 next season for them.
It is going to be brilliant to be back in there. And the ladies scene is changing all the time. Like, Dublin were relegated to Division 2. You know, so things are changing, and obviously you've got the whole Aussie rules thing, and you know, the drain of talent to Australia, which is having a huge impact. It's had an impact on Donegal as well, with the likes of Niamh McLaughlin and Amy Boyle Carr. What a difference they would make if they were available. But pretty much every county is in this situation where they don't have their best players, and you suppose you've just got to put your best foot forward with who is committed. And it will be good for Donegal to be back in the top flight, and you know, I expect them to be more competitive in the championship this year. And you know, as I said, a good victory this weekend over a common Cavan team, and I think that'll leave them in a good place ahead of the summer ball.
Yeah, fingers crossed. We will have full live match coverage of the Donegal Ladies League final against Cavan from the 3 o'clock throw-in. That's at St Tiernan's Park in Clonus on Saturday. Jeremy Doherty and Maureen O'Donnell will be there for Highland Radio Sport. So it's Christy Ring Cup time for the Hurlers. It's Wicklow once again, and it seems, Ryan, like no time since Wicklow snatched that league title in Aughrim a couple of weeks ago. Donegal very unlucky not to win that game. Wicklow getting a goal just right at the death.
Yeah, it feels, Mark, that you're only ever a couple of weeks away from a Donegal v Wicklow intercounty hurling match. It seemed to meet so often down through the years. And as you mentioned, like, Donegal were going well that day in Aughrim, and they just couldn't hold on, and they were stung at the death by a smash and grab. So, you know, that would have been hugely frustrating, you know. But listen, like, it's a good chance to bounce back. And you know, the hope is that Jared Gilmore is going to be available this week, and if Donegal have him, well, that's going to be a considerable boost to them, because the Tantan Man is probably one of the best hurlers in the team and in the Christy Ring in general. So he would make a big difference if he was available. And yeah, it's funny when, you know, you're such familiarity with the team, and you know, how will a game be different a couple of weeks apart? You know, that's what will be interesting with it all. But you know, Donegal have home advantage in O'Donnell Park. They enjoy playing at O'Donnell Park. Now, Wicklow have won there as well, so they won't fear it. But I think Donegal really have to make the most of that home advantage, because it looks like it's going to be a tough Christy Ring ahead. You've got the Kerry are going to be probably strong favourites. And, you know, but Donegal will want to get off to a good start and see where they can build from that.
On the football, massive game at the Boxwood Athletics Grounds on Saturday. As we said earlier, two of the big hitters in the province meeting in the preliminary round of the Ulster Senior Championship. It seems to have rolled around very quickly, but now that it's here, that is really such a big game to look forward to the weekend.
Yeah, it's a humdinger, I suppose. It's two of the strongest teams in the country, you would imagine. Now, Tyrone have dipped below that, but you know, you would still expect them that come the white-heated championship that they'll up the ante and bring it to Armagh. It's a great game to start the Ulster Championship, no doubt about it. You know, one of the big contenders is going to fall in the Athletic Grounds. Looks like it's heading for a sellout. So it's got all the makings of a cracker. You know, there's quality players on both sides of the team. Both sides, you're looking at Dara Canavan and Owen Michael-Holm and Michael McKernan for Tyrone. And, you know, you're going to have Oisin O'Neill and Oisin Connaughty and Cian McConville and these boys for Armagh. So a lot of quality. We'll obviously be keeping a close eye of it in Donegal as well, Mark, because, you know, this is on the same side of the draw as Donegal. I'm sure Jim McGuinness and his team, as they've returned from Portugal, they'll all be focused on Down. But of course, the winners, if Donegal come through that game, they'll play either Armagh, Tyrone or Fermanagh. So there'll be a few Donegal eyes keeping an eye on it, as will be from throughout the country. It's the big game of the opening weekend, no doubt about it.
With Armagh playing their trade at the higher level during the league and with home advantage, is it a game that they should win, really, or does league stuff kind of go out the window when it comes to the white heat of Armagh against Tyrone in the championship? Can we take anything from the start of the season for both teams, and when they cross the white line, it's just a traditional Armagh against Tyrone, or do you think Armagh should and will have the advantage?
Yeah, I think probably the thing you can take from it is Tyrone have been poor and, you know, haven't produced the performances that they've needed to produce. And like that, at times down through the years, is when Tyrone have been at their best, when they have that cause, when people are writing them off and they're backed into a corner. And, you know, I expect Tyrone to come out swinging at the weekend. I think they'll bring the fight to them. They have a lot of good players. Yes, the league was poor, but they probably knew towards the end of it that they weren't going to have a big say in it. So, you know, maybe they tapered off. I suppose the big question will be, Will Niall Morgan be back in nets? Because he wasn't in nets for the last couple of games, and you know, he's one of the top goalkeepers in the country, and it's going to make a big, big difference if Niall Morgan is in nets for Tyrone, no doubt about it.
And if you were to call it, what way do you think it'll go, Ryan?
I think that Armagh might just sneak it by a point or two.
Good stuff. Finally, Ryan, let's take a wee look at the Ulster under 20 picture. So Armagh beat Tyrone last night. They'll have a home semi-final, as will Donegal, as we know that. The quarterfinals will see Derry host Tyrone, and Cavan are at home to Monaghan. So maybe we'll go with them two quarterfinals, Derry against Tyrone and Cavan at home to Monaghan. If you were to call two winners out of those games to make up the rest of the top four, including Armagh and Donegal, who would you maybe fancy to come out on top in those two quarterfinals?
Yeah, really, really interesting game. Like Derry and Monaghan were both in the All Ireland Minor Final 3 years ago. Now it's hard to get players from under 17 to under 20, but you know they obviously have got a talent in their team. Like I know Tyrone didn't have Rory McCullough last night, so that would make a fair difference to their team if they had him. I think you'd have to expect just that Derry have been motoring a wee bit better than Tyrone, so I think they're going to win that. Cavan have been reasonably impressive, but were hammered by Armagh, which didn't make a huge amount of sense. So Cavan against Monaghan, I suppose I might just go favour Monaghan on that one. I just think with the likes of Max McGinnity and Matthew Finn, like these are some good young players that are coming through, a couple of good Scotstown boys as well. So I think perhaps maybe Derry and Monaghan will join Donegal and Armagh in the last four.
And finally, just we'll touch on from a Donegal point of view, they've improved really as the competition has gone on, and they'll definitely now fancy their chances of making an Ulster final with home advantage in the last four, no matter who they play around.
Yeah, I think they were, like, I was down the first night and they played Fermanagh and they were very, very fortunate to get the one that day. And when you look at what has happened for Fermanagh since that, you know, they've been well beaten by Derry and Monaghan. So It was just one of those days. Maybe just Donegal were just a little bit off it. But they have picked it up. That was a great win against Derry in Celtic Park. Probably didn't have they overly well in the day, that I think they can get more, particularly from some of their senior men, but they got the result, and you know it keeps them out of this quarter final round next week, which, you know, is a dangerous place to be. Like, there's, you know, there could be scalps in that. So I think Donegal are in a good place. They'll have a home semi-final. That's what they would have wanted, to try and get back into the Ulster final. They were there last year, very unlucky not to win it against Tyrone, but this is a very competitive championship. There's no doubt about it. Like, Armagh are coming strong. Derry, Monaghan, Tyrone, they all fancy themselves as having good teams. You know, Cavan defeated Donegal at minor level last year, so you know they've got plenty going on as well. But there's no doubt about it. Donegal have their strongest team out. There's a lot of good players. They've six in the senior panel, so it's making the most of that, and it'll be an interesting couple of weeks. But I definitely think Donegal can have a say in where this championship's going.